Radio Atlantic.
We have partly cloudy skies here this morning and 72 degrees your temperature. We look for a high today of around 85 with partly cloudy skies. A few isolated showers possible here this morning and then becoming partly cloudy to sunny here the rest of the day. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 68. And on Sunday, we look for partly cloudy to sunny skies with a high near 90. Should be a pretty good weather weekend here in the Nishna Valley. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJAN. News is brought to you by Manning Regional Health Care Center, your trusted experts close to home. In area news, four area fire departments were called to assist at Air Fire after a semi struck a gas pump, sparking a fire at the Come and Go at around 2:45 a.m. on Friday in Adair. No injuries were reported. Fire officials report the semi hit the diesel and gas pump, causing electrical wires to spark and ignite. Come and Go employees were able to act quickly and perform the emergency shutdown, which authorities says helped tremendously. Within a few minutes, Adair Fire was on the scene and able to get a quick knockdown of the flames and preventing the fire to reach any nearby buildings. Due to water tower maintenance, water pressure was low, so several area departments were called in to bring their tanker trucks and other equipment. Among the agencies assisting at the scene was the Anita, Casey, Greenfield, and Stewart Fire Departments, Adair County Ambulance, the Adair County Sheriff's Department, Adair Police, and Richter & Son Towing. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
Summer is here and tan skin may be tempting, but it can also lead to skin cancer. Manning Regional Healthcare Center wants to give you some tips to help protect your skin from the sun. Apply sunscreen 20 minutes before exposure with an SPF of at least 30. Reapply every 2 hours or more if in water and consider wearing a hat or other protective clothing. If you do get burnt, drink plenty of water, soothe the burn with a cool bath or wet cloth, use a topical cream or aloe for relief, and do not go into the sun until the burn has healed. Seek medical attention right away if you have a severe burn.
In other area news, a federal judge has refused to dismiss a lawsuit against the city of Sioux Falls over the drowning of a 5-year-old girl from Audubon who fell into the Big Sioux River at Falls Park 2 years ago. Attorneys representing the city asked the court last year to dismiss the lawsuit. The suit was brought by Courtney Jane, the mother of Maggie Zeiger. Zeiger fell into the river from the riverbank rocks on March 18th during a family trip to the park. Jane alleges the city is responsible because of a lack of signs and safety fencing in the park. The Argus Leader reports the judge's ruling will let a jury decide if safety precautions in place at Falls Park at the time of Zeiger's death were enough. After a short and somber debate, a Senate committee has advanced a priority from what Governor Kim Reynolds has called her Second Chance Agenda, a proposed constitutional amendment to automatically restore a released felon's voting rights. Senator Amy Sinclair, a Republican from Allerton, says she believes in second chances, but she urged her colleagues to vote against the proposal.
And while forgiveness is admirable, can the debt to our society ever truly be repaid? By a prison sentence? When a life has been taken, or a child's innocence been stolen, when sexual brutality is allowed?
Sinclair's passionate speech began with a reference to her personal experiences as a crime victim.
Consider the victims who can never be fully repaid. The families of those people whose lives were snuffed out by violent felons.
Senator Tony Bisignano, a Democrat from Des Moines, began speaking a few moments later and started with condolences to Sinclair, followed by an argument for giving paroled felons the right to vote.
What we're trying to do is to not create outliers to where they're not connected back to the community.
Bisignano says the proposal will be of benefit to a group of felons sent to prison for drug and property crimes.
We need to do this for a lot of innocent young people who just screwed up from 18 to 25.
Bisignano and the other Democrats on the committee supported the governor's plan. Four Republicans, including Sinclair, opposed it. The proposed constitutional amendment is now eligible for debate in the full Senate next week. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports a Nebraska man was arrested Thursday morning following an accident in Highway 92 and 510th Street near Griswold. 51-year-old Craig Thomas Arellano of Omaha was charged with OWI second offense. His bond was set at $2,000. And Thursday evening, a 17-year-old male was cited for possession of a controlled substance first offense following a traffic stop at 205th and Badger Avenue in the Crescent area. The Cass County Fair Board met Thursday, June 4th, and decided to cancel all non-4-H and FFA activities for the 2020 Cass County Fair. All youth contests will be held in a show-and-go or other modified format. And they said to please stay tuned as we plan to announce additional details for individual contests in the coming weeks. Officials said their primary consideration is the health and safety of our community and fair supporters. We understand the value of gathering as a community, and we do not take this decision lightly. The board said also to our valued sponsors, you will be hearing directly from the fair board soon. To our many supporters, we hope you will plan to join us for the 2021 Cass County Fair on July 28th through August the 3rd. We thank you for your many years of support and your understanding as we navigate these uncertain times together. Plenty of Iowans are hooked on fishing during the pandemic, as a record of nearly 200,000 fishing licenses have been sold statewide this spring, which is up 30% to 40% from a year ago. Joe Larscheid, fisheries chief of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, says this is free fishing weekend here through Sunday.
Any Iowa resident can fish for free, and so it's a great chance. You know, there's bluegills and crappies close to shore. Fishing's excellent. It's a great chance, if you haven't bought your license yet, to get out with friends and family and enjoy Iowa's natural resources.
The popularity of some outdoor activities is booming with so many people working from home due to COVID-19 concerns. Larscheid says to use common sense and keep a good 6 feet of distance between yourselves and others while fishing.
We have a lot of lakes in Iowa, a lot of ponds in Iowa, rivers. There's lots of places to spread out. And so if there's a bunch of people along one part of a shore, just, you know, find a part of the shore where you can practice social distancing and just get out there and have fun. We got plenty of room for everybody.
Sales of fishing licenses in Iowa have been the best this spring since 2002, the year they became available electronically.
We have record license sales in March, April, and May. A lot of people are out there fishing. People that are out there fishing, you know, testify that there's just a lot of people out there. It's like opening day every day. So people are staying home. They're staying close to their home. You know, being outside, it's easier to practice social distancing, and you can have fun with your family and friends.
Iowa fishing licenses are available in several types, including yearly, 7-day, or even just 24-hour licenses. And find a list of stock lakes and ponds that are easily accessible in parks and along trails on the DNR's Interactive Iowa Community Fisheries Atlas at iowadnr.gov. And once again, it is currently free fishing weekend. You can get out there without a license and fish here through Sunday around the state. And the city of Atlantic's annual battle against mosquitoes will begin next week. City crews will be out with the fogger to spray from 4 until 7 a.m. every Thursday and Friday, beginning June 11th and 12th. The spraying will take place, weather permitting, throughout the summer and until further notice. That's a look at some of the area news. We'll look at funeral announcements next, News Time 7:14.
June is National Safety Month, and Manning Regional Healthcare Center wants to ensure you have a fun and safe summer. Here are some tips to help. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water. Protect yourself from the sun by wearing sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30. Drink responsibly. Use EPA-registered insect repellent to help prevent mosquito and other bug bites. Use caution around water and fire, and always wear a helmet when biking.
In your funeral announcements this morning, Donald James Lundergaard, age 92, of Avoca, died Tuesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Donald Lundergaard will be held today at 10 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Eugene Jensen, age 89, of Creston and formerly of Fontenelle, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life graveside service with full military rites for Eugene Jensen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Per Gene's wishes, you're asked to come to the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle on Saturday by 10:15 a.m. to go in procession to the cemetery with the family. At the cemetery, you may get out of your vehicle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Stephen Michael Nopoulos, age 75, of Lakeland, Florida, formerly of Norfolk, Virginia, and Stuart, Iowa, died Saturday, May 29th. A military graveside service for Stephen Michael Nopoulos will be held today at 11 a.m. in the South Oak Grove Cemetery in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory Stuart Chapel has arrangements. Mildred Vandenberg, age 96, of Harlan, died May 26th at home. A mass of Christian burial for Mildred Vandenberg will be held today at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Joyce Leanna Christensen, age 84, of Harlan, died Monday at home. Funeral services for Joyce Christensen will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. The Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Linda Key, age 100, of Atlantic, died May 29th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Her body has been donated to science and no services will be held at this time, but you are invited to view a slideshow of Linda Key's memories on the Roland Funeral Home website, along with sharing of any memories or thoughts. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic is assisting the family with arrangements. Brandon Harry, age 30, of Cumberland, died May 28th. A private family celebration of life memorial service for Brandon Harry will be held. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic has the arrangements. Marlene McNary, age 82, of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Marlene McNary will be held at a later date. Joseph Peter Hastert, age 77, of Panama, died Wednesday in Harlan. A private graveside service will be held for Joseph Hastert. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. David Eugene Sargent, age 50, of Harlan, died Thursday at University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Services for David Sargent will be held at a later date. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Laura Russell, age 59, of Stewart, died Thursday at her home. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place. Services for Laura Russell will be held at a later date. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. News brought to you here this morning by Manning Regional Health Care Center, your trusted experts close to home. The Sky Scan forecast is next.